We're here at Mississinewa Valley High School, getting ready for the baseball game between our Fort Recovery Indians and the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. And the Indians are coming in at no wins and one loss. They lost to Salina on Monday, 3-0. And since then, Salina, I believe, has won two more games. I believe they're playing tonight. Mississinewa comes in at 1-1. They have lost to Sidney Lehman, and they won against Ansonia. So Indians are coming in, again, no wins, one loss, and Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks at 1-1. So tomorrow, Indians will be at Crestview. We hope to have that one on the air. This one is being recorded only, having computer problems back at the studio, and we are not able to broadcast, but we are recording this for our archives. So Crestview tomorrow, noon start, one game. And then on Monday, we are at home against Lehman Catholic. And Thursday, we are home against Delphi St. John's in our first league game. Friday, we are at home versus Houston. And Saturday, we're at Ansonia, a single game, 11 a.m. start. So that's what's coming up here, and we'll be back in just a minute or two with the start of the baseball game here at Mississinewa Valley. We're getting ready to start here. The Indians will be batting first, of course, being at Mississinewa. And it'll be Landon Post, Troy Homan, Brock Dews, and Cale Rammel will be starting it off for the Indians. And it'll be Xavier Manning, a senior, pitching for the Blackhawks, left-hander. Looks like he's got some pretty good control, and I believe they said he was pitching when they beat Ansonia the other day. So they're getting ready to go here in a little bit, and a couple of pitches. And, again, going back to on Monday when we played at Salina, that was another chilly day. And this is a little warmer. for the guys, but a little less warm for us because we're outside, and we were inside at Salina in a heated press box, so that was nice. But we're here in the breeze, and they're looks like they're getting ready. Landon's heading toward the batter's box. The umpires are getting ready to take their spots, so it'll start off with Landon Post. Troy Homan will be on deck, and we'll see what the left-hander Xavier Manning has for our Indians. He's looking around. Looks like the umpires are ready and getting ready for the first pitch here. Again, Landon Post leading it off for the Indians, and Troy Homan on deck. Landon steps in. Right-handed batter. Couple of swings, and the first pitch is coming. Swings. Fouled out of play. One ball, no strike. They don't have the scoreboard going here, so I'm going to do the best I can on the count. High and outside, 1-1 to Landon. Pitch gets throwback, goes out over the pitcher's head over to second base. So they retrieve the ball, get it back to him. Landon will step back in. 1-1 count here. First batter of the game, so nobody out. Again, about the same place as the last pitch, two balls and a strike. And Xavier Manning will look in, gets his sign, swung on, another foul, out of play. Two balls, two strikes. All of my counts will be unofficial because they don't have the scoreboard up here, so we're trying to do it from my memory. So two balls, two strikes, the umpire says. That's right. That one hits the dirt in front of the plate, so it takes it to a full count. And Landon leading it off for the Indians here in the first inning. He'll step in. A couple of swings, practice swings. Pitch from Manning. Swing and a miss. So one up, one down for the Indians, and that'll bring Troy Homan to the plate. Brock Dews on deck. One away, Troy, then Brock. Troy batting left-handed. He'll step in. Manning has the sign. Just a little low. No, one ball, no strikes. 1-0 count to Troy. He'll step back in. Manning looks in. Hard hit ball, right field. That one gets in the gap. Troy's hustling for second. Up, standing up. A one-out single, or double, excuse me, for Troy Homan. That'll bring Brock Dews to the plate. Cale Rammel on deck. So here in the first inning, Indians have a runner in scoring position. One out, Brock, and then Cale. Botan will be after that if we can get that far. Brock batting right-handed. Manning with the pitch. That's low in the dirt. Troy heads for third, and he's there standing up as the ball gets to the third baseman. So runner at third now with one out. Brock Dews with a hit or a sacrifice could score a run here. Cale Rammel on deck. And that's strike. So I believe it's 1-1. One out. And Brock back in the plate. Or the plate. Hits it over to first. Troy's heading for home. He'll make it. And the first baseman will grab the ball and tag the base. And that's two outs. But the Indians have a run. So Brock does what he's supposed to do, the sacrifice, and that'll bring Cale to the plate. Bo Tin on deck. Cale Rammel, this is his first year playing in high school. Hits one hard. Good, real good natural athlete, of course. So, and he played well and hit the ball pretty well on Monday against Salina, although I think we only had one hit, but we had several balls that were hit pretty hard that just wouldn't drop in there, but that's how baseball goes. Swing and a miss there. I believe that it's 0-2 on KL right now. Ramos steps back in, batting right-handed. Manning with the pitch. That's low in the dirt. I believe it's one ball, two strikes. We have two outs now. No runners on the base after Brock sacrificed Troy in. That's a little outside. That'll be 2-2, I believe. Botin on deck for the Indians here. Manning looks in, gets a sign. Left-hander's bringing it in. That one's in the dirt, and I believe that'll put it at a full count. Two outs, base is empty. It is a full count, confirmed by the umpire. Kale steps in for the payoff. Swing and a miss. That's out number three. He strikes two Indians out. But Troy with a base hit and comes around on a steal and then a sacrifice. So we go to the bottom of the first. Indians lead 1-0. We'll be back right after this.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
We're back here at Mississinewa Valley in the bottom of the first inning, and the Indians lead 1-0. It'll be Dylan Werkamp, and Pierce Daniels, I believe. There's two Daniels, so I want to make sure I get the right one here. I just see Daniels on the thing, so... Yes, this will be Chasten Daniels. Wyatt Benn on the back mound for the Indians, right-hander. I believe it's two balls, no strikes to Chasten Daniels. Yep, that was three. So it's that was ball four, leadoff walk for the Blackhawks. That puts Dylan Werkamp at first. Chasten Daniels at the plate. Xavier Manning on deck, and that one goes past the catcher. And so Wehrkamp will move to second on a stolen base. I believe it's one ball, no strikes. Again, the scoreboard isn't on here, so we are doing the best we can on the balls and strikes on the count. So it's two balls, no strikes, as confirmed by the umpire. Nobody out. Blackhawks with a runner at second base. That is Dylan Wehrkamp. Three balls, no strikes. That one was a little high, maybe a little outside. Wyatt having a little trouble with his control here early, so let's get him calmed down and back in it. Chasten Daniels at the plate. So he was taking all the way, showed a bunt. Botin was coming in from first. It's three balls and a strike. And Wyatt looks in again. He come to the plate. Hard hit, out of play. So that'll give it a full count. Three balls, two strikes. So Wyatt's battling back. He was down three balls, no strikes. He's got a 3-2 count now. And Chasten Daniels at the plate. Hard hit ball, shortstop over to first. In time. That'll move Wehrkamp over to third with one out. That'll bring the pitcher Xavier Manning to the plate. And Asher Shives will be on deck. Manning puts down a bunt. Got him in the... had him in a pickle, but nobody was covering third. Now the Manning moves over to second with the second baseman and shortstop both hustling over to third. Third baseman came in, and it all kind of fell apart there. So there's two men on. It is Wehrkamp still at third. Could have, if they'd had somebody at third, they might have been able to get him in that pickle and get him out, but one out, runners at second and third now. Shives is your batter, Asher Shives, followed by Seth Kaiser. Shives and Kaiser, both freshmen. Wyatt, the pitch, a little low, two balls, no strikes. Again, one out, runners at second and third for the Blackhawks here in the bottom of inning number one. Indians have a run in already in their half of the first inning. That one gets past steam, but very short area between home plate and the backstop, easily grabbed by Garkey, Marcus Garkey back there, catcher, and the third base runner never even flinched to head for home. That's ball four. That'll load the bases. So they have Wehrkamp at third, Manning at second, Shives at first. And that'll bring Kaiser to the plate, and that'll bring the coach out to the mound to talk to his infield and especially the pitcher. Wyatt struggling to get the strike zone here in this cold weather, and I think it's about 40 or so. So Indians are trying to fight their way through the cold here. So first half of the inning, Indians scored a run. Troy, second man up, got on base and hit a double. Then he stole third and was sacrificed in by Brock Dews. So Coach Eink is through talking with his troops, and he goes back to the dugout. And Seth Kaiser, a freshman, will step in. Bases full, one out, Indians lead 1-0, bottom of inning number one. Wyatt looks in, gets a sign. Hard hit ball right at the second baseman, over to shortstop for one, over to first. Double play. That was exactly what we needed. So the Indians get out of that, bases full with one out, and they hit into a double play. That was a, I believe, four to six to 3, I believe. So double play, and the Indians get out of the inning, and we'll be back with the second inning right after this.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We're back here at Mississinewa, Mississinewa Valley, not to be confused with the school over in Indiana, around the Marion area, Gas City. So Bo Tin will step in to start it off for the Indians. Of course, Xavier Manning still on the mound for the Blackhawks. That one's high, maybe a little outside, but over Bo's head. So Bo's at the plate. Wyatt Benn, the pitcher, on deck. That one's a strike. I believe he said 1-2. I missed a pitch here. That one's low in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher. Throws to first. And in time, so one out. Ben is going to be your batter, followed by Kendrick Wendell. First one's a ball. Next pitch coming from the left-hander. That's low and in the dirt. 1-1. Again, they don't have the scoreboard going here, so we are trying to keep track of the two balls and no strikes, I guess. I missed that first one. Thought it was a strike, but two balls, no strikes. Hard hit ball, right field. That drops in there, and Bo is headed for second. Wyatt's headed for second, standing up with a double, one out double. That'll bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Marcus Garkey on deck. Indians lead 1-0. Got out of a bases loaded one out jam in the bottom of the first. One out, one on. That's a little outside for Kendrick. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Xavier Manning looks in, and that one's a called strike. One ball, one strike here, one out. Runner at second. Wyatt Benn is out there with a decent lead. A one-out double for him. He's out there at second base. Pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes for Kendrick Wendell. Wendell's swings the bat a little bit. Manning looks in, gets his call. High and outside. That'll even the count at 2-2. One man out. Wyatt Bennett, second base with a one-out double. Kendrick, that one's high. 2-2, I believe. Manning looks in, gets a sign. Kendrick's ready. Looks back at Wyatt Benn. Comes to the plate. Swing and a miss for Kendrick. That's two outs. Marcus Garkey comes to the plate for the Indians, our catcher. Riggs Toby on deck. That's a strike. I believe it counts 1-1 now. So we have Wyatt Benn out at second base. He got on there with a one-out double. Two outs now, but that one's outside. I believe it's 2-1. Yep, 2-1. Umpire confirms. Two balls and a strike. Wyatt with a decent lead out there at second. The fielders go away from him. That's a foul ball back to the screen. So 2-2 the count now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And Marcus Garkey, Riggs Toby on deck. Marcus at the plate. Count even at 2-2. Hits one, fouls back to the screen. The count remains 2-2. We are trying to figure out a way to get Wyatt Benn the two bases advanced to get into to home plate. That one's foul at the plate, back to the screen. Count still remains at 2-2. So Manning has been doing a pretty good job here for the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. We've manufactured a run in the second after Troy got on with a double. Oh, hard hit ball deep center field. They are going back, and the center fielder comes back, probably not as deep as it looked, but it was a hard hit ball, and that's out number three. We strand Wyatt at second base. So we've played an inning and a half. Indians still lead 1-0.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
For the Blackhawks, in the bottom of the second inning, they'll bring Caleb Trowbridge, Pierce Daniels, Leland Kaufman, and Trent Trowbridge if they get that far. So Wyatt Benn still out on the mound for our Indians. Indians again coming in at 0-1, having lost to Salina 3-0 in the first game of the season on Monday at Salina at Montgomery Field. And we're well, Indians did pretty well there. We held the Bulldogs to two or three hits. Every one of the runs was unearned, so unfortunately the Indians with a little problem there, not doing what they should have done, had some errors and pass balls and things. So Caleb Trowbridge at the plate now, senior. That one's low, and I believe it is two balls, no strikes to their leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the second inning for the Blackhawks. Pierce Daniels on deck. That one's strike down in the bottom part of the strike zone. Two balls and a strike for Caleb Trowbridge against Wyatt Benn. That's a swing and a miss on a down low pitch, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. So Wyatt got down, two balls, no strikes. Next two have been strikes. Here comes strike three. That was a little outside, so that's a strikeout. That's one away for the Blackhawks. Pierce Daniels will now be your batter. And Leland Kaufman will be on base, or on deck, excuse me. That first pitch to Daniels is outside. One ball, no strikes. That one's outside, two balls, no strikes. The last batter was got a 2-0 count before he threw three straight pitches that he swung at and missed. That one's a called strike, right kind of down the middle, maybe right on the outside corner. Two balls and a strike now to Pierce Daniels. That one's a little outside. Three balls and a strike. One out. Bases are empty. Pierce Daniels, your batter. That one's low, and that's a walk. So a one-out walk for Daniels puts him at first. Leland Kaufman will now come to the plate. Trent Trowbridge on deck. Leland Kaufman is a freshman. They have, I believe, four or five freshmen on this team. So one out, one on. Kaufman at the plate. Wyatt with the pitch. I think we're 1-1 now. That was a called strike. Wyatt looks over to first. Looks in for his sign. Goes over to first. Not in time. With Daniels diving back. To Wyatt again. Looks into the plate. Glances over his shoulder at Daniels at first. Comes to the plate. Daniels is heading for second. Throws down. And it gets through. And he started to head. Shortstop... Deuce and the center fielder were both right there just in case. So I believe it is two balls and a strike now to Kaufman. Yep, two balls and a strike, says the umpire. Kaufman at the plate. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Wyatt looks in again. Kind of glances over his shoulder at the runner at second now. And called strike three. Two strikeouts in the inning for Wyatt Benn. So it's two outs. Daniels stays at second base. We have Trent Trowbridge at the plate, followed by the top of the order, Dylan Werkamp. First pitch called strike. Trent Trowbridge batting left-handed. Another called strike. No balls, two strikes to Trent Trowbridge here in the bottom of the second inning. Indians leading 1-0 with two outs. That one swings at a high pitch, and that's another strike. So he walked one, struck out three in the inning. So after two innings complete, Indians still lead 1-0.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is hosting a presentation with pharmacist Sue Holman. She'll be presenting compound formulations for all ages on Thursday, April 21st at 6 p.m. She will present on hormone replacement, acne, hyperallergenic options, baby butt rash cream, and much more in the Kalp Pharmacy boardroom. Registration is required, so reserve your seat by calling 419-375-2092 or call your local Kalp Pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Riggs Toby steps in to start off the top of the third inning for our Indians, leading 1-0. It'll be Riggs, then back to the top of the order with Landon Post and Troy Homan. Riggs batting right-handed. First pitch way outside. Ball one. Landon Post on deck. One ball, no strikes to Riggs Toby. That one's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Manning looks in, gets his sign. He'll come to the plate. That one gets past the catcher on an outside pitch. Three balls, no strikes to Riggs. First batter, top of the third. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Landon Post. Three balls, no strikes. And that one's outside. Leadoff walk for Riggs. Leadoff man's on for the Indians. And now the top of the order comes to the plate. So it'll be Landon, then Troy. Landon's ready. Manning looks over. Riggs is headed for second. And he slides in under the tag. Nice throw by the catcher. It was a little high, and Riggs slid in under the tag. No balls and a strike. Landon took that pitch to get him over to second. That one hits off the heel, and that one he... Nice throw down there, but again, a little too high. The third baseman came down, and Riggs was there. So Riggs walks, steals second, steals third on the drop by the catcher. And Landon, I believe, is down 0-2, but we have a runner at third base now. Troy Homan on deck. Landon Post with no outs. That one's high. Two balls and a strike. So the other one was a ball. So I was thinking it was 0-2, but it was 1-1. That one made it two balls and a strike. And Landon again, ready. Fly ball, right field. Foul. out of play, or not out of play, but foul. Might have been out of play. Can't see because of the dugout. But so I believe it's two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. The left-handed pitcher, Xavier Manning, steps back on the mound, gets the ball back after the foul ball by Landon. That's a hard hit. Ball popped up. Catcher just made a nice diving catch at it, but he could not come up with it. I'm not sure he could have tried any harder on that one. He was all out. It popped up about 10 feet high and about 20 feet to his left, and he was over there in a hurry, but just out of his reach. So new life for Landon. Two balls, two strikes again. Count remains. Troy Holman on deck. Still nobody out. Runner at third for the Indians. And the sun just came out. Makes it look like a nice, sunny 70-degree day, but it's mostly cloudy and 40. But not much of a breeze, fortunately. The little bit of breeze there is blowing out to right field, I believe. And that one is a walk. So we have runners on first and third on two walks. Troy Holman, your batter. Brock Dews on deck. And I'm looking for Troy to head to second pretty quickly. We'll see what happens there. So Troy steps in, nobody out. First and third for the Indians. Lefty Manning to the plate. Called strike on the first pitch. And Landon did not head for second yet. We'll see how this goes. With Manning being a left-handed pitcher, he's looking right straight at Landon Post. So Landon's a little harder for him to get a lead. Now he's gone, and he heads down, and they threw to third, hoping to catch Riggs, Toby, trying to head for home, but he stays there. So now we have runners at second and third. And I believe the count is 2-1, if I remember correctly, but we'll see. And Brock Dews on deck. Nobody out. Troy at the plate. Pitch. Fouled out of play. So Manning steps back on the mound. Two balls, two strike count. Nobody out. Indians at second and third. That one caught the Troy backed up, and that was inside corner. Inside corner for him, left-handed batter. So we have one out now. So Brock Deuce will be your batter. Then cleanup hitter Cale Rammel on deck. One out now. Runner still at second and third. Riggs at third. And Brock with a little bit of a dribbler down the first baseline. Rolls just foul. So no balls and a strike to Brock. Again, Cale Rammel, the cleanup hitter on deck. One man out. Two men on, second and third for the Indians. Bottom of inning number three, Indians lead 1-0. Brock takes that outside pitch for a ball, 1-1. Manning looks in again. Left-handed pitcher comes to the plate. And that one's a called strike. One ball, two strikes to Brock Dews. Cale Rammel swinging the bat on deck, ready for his turn. That one's a little outside. Brock pulls back. Wanted to pull the trigger, but it curved outside. Two balls, two strikes, I believe, now. Indians lead 1-0 here in the top half of inning number three. Swing and a miss for Brock. And that's the second strikeout in the inning for Manning. Indians with two outs now. And Cale Rammel, the cleanup hitter at the plate. Bo 10 waits on deck for his turn, hoping he gets to bat this inning. Very high in the infield, shortstop. Second baseman comes over, catches it. That's out number three. So after we got the first man he walked, stole second, got to third. Landon walked, got to second. So he had second and third with nobody out. And then strikeout, and pop out. So Indians finished their half of inning number three. We'll go to the bottom of the third with Indians leading 1-0.
Wayne Street Market has your solution for Lent. Every Friday during Lent, they'll be serving their famous fish dinners for $8.99, which includes three pieces of freshly fried fish, your choice of two side dishes, and a roll. And you can also get their family fish dinner, which is a full pound of their freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 1-pound side dishes, and four rolls. Be sure to call ahead and place your order at 375-2865 so you can avoid the lines and to be sure they haven't run out of fish that day. Make Wayne Street Market your Lent headquarters every Friday during Lent.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Mississinewa Valley. We're in the home half of inning number three, and Mississinewa Valley will bring work camp and Chasten Daniels and Xavier Manning to the plate, the top three batters in their order. In the last inning, in the first inning, Wyatt had some trouble finding the strike zone. Last inning, he struck out a batter, walked a batter, and then struck out two. So now he goes back to the top of the order here in the bottom of the third. Dylan Werkamp will be your batter for the Blackhawks. Picks on the first pitch. Deuce has it at shortstop and over to first in time. One up, one down for the Blackhawks here in their half of the third inning. One away. That'll bring Chasten Daniels to the plate. He's a sophomore, so I believe they have two seniors, a junior, three sophomores, and four freshmen for Mississinewa. Very high center field, makes a little run, goes out, flags it down. Two up, two down for the Blackhawks here in their half of the third inning. So far, it's going pretty quickly. I believe two pitches, two outs. Two outs and the pitcher, Xavier Manning, comes to the plate. Shives on deck, Asher Shives. First pitch to him is a ball. 1-0. Wyatt looks in, gets a sign, comes to the plate. Swung on. Out of play. Fouled back first base side. Wyatt Benn steps back on the mound. Left-handed hitting Manning. Swing and a miss. I believe it's one ball, two strikes to him now. Two Two outs, nobody on for the Blackhawks. That one's a little high. Two balls, two strikes to Manning. Base is empty. Bottom of the third, Indians lead 1-0. Fly ball, shallow center. Caught just as it was coming down. The sun came out, but he was able to make the play. Coming, looking right into his eyes. So the Blackhawks go down in order here in the home half of inning number three. Three complete. Indians lead 1-0.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked, quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Hello, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kalp Pharmacy can help you adjust your home with our home safety program. Our certified aging in place specialist can provide a needs assessment, and we also install ramps, grab bars, and bathroom stability aids. To learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Heading to the top of inning number four for the Indians, it'll be Bo Tin, Wyatt Benn, and Kendrick Wendell. Indians lead 1-0. Xavier Manning still on the mound. He's pitching well, very well, for the Blackhawks, and left-handed pitcher, and looking pretty good for them. He's very strong pitcher. So that'll bring Bo Tin to the plate to start off inning number four. Bo then Wyatt. First pitch fouled back to the screen. No balls and a strike to Bo Tin, wearing number 10. That is a 10 family tradition. I believe almost every 10 family member has worn number 10 in just about every sport they were allowed to. So Bo is carrying on that strong tradition. Swing and a miss. I believe it's 0-2 now. Bo leading it off for our Indians. Wyatt Benn on deck. Indians looking to add on to their one-run lead. So Bo strikes out for the second time this game. And Wyatt Benn is going to be our batter now. Pitcher Wyatt Benn steps in. First one is a little high. One ball, no strikes. Kendrick Wendell on deck. Wyatt looks out there to the pitcher. That one's a little low. Two balls, no strikes to Wyatt Benn. Kendrick Wendell on deck. Bases are empty with one out. Manning looks. It's a swing. Foul ball over toward the Blackhawks dugout. So I believe it's two balls and a strike now to Wyatt Benn. Yep, the umpire confirms. Again, the scoreboard here is not operable, so we're trying to work on it. Swing and a miss, two balls, two strikes. That was a little high pitch there. Wyatt looks out at Manning. Manning looks into the catcher for the sign. Ball comes. That one's low in the dirt. Full count. This is what I am thinking it is. Yep, 3-2. 3-2 count to Wyatt Benn. One out, nobody on. Hard hit ball, third baseman through the wickets, took two good hops and then a short hop. And Wyatt Benn, I'm giving him a single. I'm sure that would be the official score too. So one out single, pitcher Wyatt Benn at first base. That'll bring Kendrick to the plate, followed by Marcus. One out, one on. Indians lead by a run here in the top half of inning number four. Manning to the plate. Swing and a miss for Kendrick. No balls and a strike. And Wyatt is probably not going to be able to steal here unless the catcher fumbles the ball. That one gets past him. So just as I said, he couldn't get down there. That's more of a pass ball than a steal, but Wyatt is down at second base. And that one hit the dirt, went past the catcher to the backstop, so I believe we are 1-1 right now. Kendrick steps back in, and Marcus Garkey on deck. Wyatt at second, swing and a miss. Ball two strikes to Kendrick Wendell. Kendrick looks down to Coach Eink down at third base for the sign. He's back in the batter's box. Manning comes to the plate. That one is bottom end of the strike zone, and that is the second strikeout for Manning in this inning. Two outs now. Wyatt Benn still at second base. Marcus Garkey is going to be your batter, our catcher. Riggs Toby on deck. Manning, the left-hander, looks in. Swing, back to the screen. The ball's in a strike. Two outs, runner at second. Top of the fourth, Indians lead 1-0. Both teams have had some chances to score more runs, but just didn't happen. That one is inside. Jumps him back a little bit. One ball, one strike to Marcus Garkey, and the ball kind of got away from the pitcher on the throwback, so he goes over, gets it. He looks in for his sign, looks back at Wyatt Benn to the plate. That one looked like it was going to be outside and came right in there. So ball and two strikes now, I believe. Two outs. Pitch comes. Hard hit ball right back to the pitcher. Nice play. Just about handcuffed him, but that is out number three. Quickly over to the first baseman. So we played 3.5 going to the bottom of the fourth. Indians still lead 1-0.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Mississinewa Valley, bottom of inning number three, as the Blackhawks will bring Shives, Kaiser, and Caleb Trowbridge to the plate. The Indians lead 1-0 here. We scored in the first inning, and nobody has scored since, although there have been several times when either team could have scored some runs. Mississinawa had the bases loaded with either one or no outs, I believe one out in the first, and they didn't score. We had second and third with no outs, and we didn't score. So it's been kind of, let's see what can happen. So Marcus Garkey from batting now has his catcher's gear on, and he's back there. And the Blackhawks will bring Shives to the plate. That's Asher Shives, freshman. Good-looking athlete. He's ready for the pitch from Wyatt. Swing and a miss. No balls and a strike. Might have got a little foul tip there. Wyatt looks in, gets a sign to the plate. Hard hit ball. Nice play by Alex Dews at shortstop. Over to first. In plenty of time. One up, one down for the Blackhawks here in the fourth inning. Seth Kaiser, also a freshman, coming to the plate here. Followed by Caleb Trowbridge. Kaiser, left-handed batter. First pitch, fly ball, left side, drops out of play. No balls and a strike on a foul ball. Wyatt shakes one off, has a sign now. Swing and a miss. That is no balls, two strikes now for Kaiser. One out here in the home half of inning number four for the Blackhawks. That one's a little foul at the plate. Hits the plate, called foul ball. Marcus and Wyatt were right there ready to grab it, but umpire had already called foul ball, so no balls, two strikes. That one's way high. The ball, two strikes now for Kaiser. One out, base is empty. Wyatt gets a sign, comes to the plate. That's a little squibber off the handle. Second baseman, slow roller, goes over. And I couldn't see it, but I think it was not a perfect throw. I could not tell exactly what happened, but they do have a base runner on. And I'm going to call that an error, although I didn't see it. It looked like they should have had it. I could see the fielder and the runner, and it looked like he was going to get there in plenty of time. So runner at first with one out. Caleb Trowbridge, your batter. Pierce Daniels on deck. One on, one out. This is Caleb Trowbridge, the senior. There's another Trowbridge, which I'm assuming is a brother, Trent Trowbridge. He's a sophomore on the team. So Caleb Trowbridge. That one's outside. I believe it's 0-2. Pierce Daniels on deck. One out, one on. Blackhawks batting here in the bottom of the fourth. That one's a strike. Outside corner. I believe it's two balls and a strike. Not sure. Without the scoreboard working. And that one's three balls and a strike now. Glad the umpire helped me confirm that. Wyatt looks in, glances over to first at Kaiser there. That one's hit in field. Alex Deuce was not able to pick it up, but if he had, I don't think he had any chance of getting that runner at first, and also no chance of getting the runner at second. So that one was just one of those things kind of off the handle that was just past Wyatt Benn off the pitcher's mound and was dying might have already died before Alex Deuce ever got to it. So an infield hit puts runners at first and second with one out. That'll bring Pierce Daniels to the plate. That's another one, just about the same thing, but Wyatt picks it up, and Wisely knew where that runner was, throws over to third, and gets him there. So that is a fielder's choice, and that'll put runners back at first and second, but there's now two outs with runners at first and second, and that'll bring Leland Kaufman to the plate. Kaufman, also a freshman, is the leadoff batter for the Blackhawks. Excuse me, that's not correct at all. He's in the eight hole, sorry. And the number nine hole, Trent Trowbridge, is on deck. And Wyatt Bend looks in, bluffs the throw back to second. And Caleb Trowbridge dives back in safely with no throw. That one's a called strike. One ball, one strike to Leland Kaufman. Two outs now. Runners at first and second for the Blackhawks. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Wyatt Bend had control problems in the first inning and has been very, very good since then. Struck out three in the second inning and has been throwing strikes ever since, and the Indians have played well behind him. So he's doing very well here in the cold second game of the season. Pitch comes in. That's strike three. That's another strikeout for Wyatt, and that's the third out. They leave two stranded. We've played four. Indians still lead 1-0 over Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Miracle Lanes has two great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or six pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or six pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris Experience Suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
For the Indians, top of the fifth, it'll be Riggs Toby, Landon Post, Troy Homan. Riggs is going to step in to start it off, batting right-handed, still facing Xavier Manning, a really good left-handed pitcher here for Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. First pitch strike to Riggs. Just saw Ray Cooney here, so we'll have some pictures in the commercial review tomorrow, and pretty sure a pretty good story. Swing and a miss, no balls, two strikes. Riggs batting in the nine hole for the Indians today. He's followed by the top of the order, Landon Post, then Troy Homan. That's strike three called, and that's one away. That'll bring top of the order, Landon Post, to the plate. Troy Homan on deck. Brock Deuce in the hole for the Indians. Again, Indians lead 1-0, top of inning number five. Xavier Manning pitching extremely well for the Blackhawks. That one's kind of handcuffed. Landon drives a line shot foul, made the third base coach, our coach Kevin Eink, kind of move a little bit there. One ball, one strike to Landon. That one's down in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. So Manning pitching very well for the Blackhawks. And Wyatt Benn, after a rough first inning, has been pitching really well for our Indians. That one is outside. I believe it's one ball, two strikes. Landon fouls that one back to the screen. I believe count remains at 1-2. 3-2, excuse me, I was way off. So Landon in the first inning struck out. Third inning he walked and moved to second. That's ball four, and Landon takes another walk. That's a good leadoff for a good thing for our leadoff batter to do. So Troy Homan comes to the plate. Brock Deuce on deck. One out, one on. Landon at first, and Landon takes off for second. Ball down there, not in time. Looks like it might have been off a little bit to the third base side. So Landon, with another stolen base, goes to second. Troy comes to the plate. Brock Deuce on deck. There's a bunt. Pitcher has it. Has to go to first. In time. That's out number two. But Landon moves over to third. And Troy did exactly what he was supposed to do. Move that man to third, scoring position. Well, he's already in scoring position, but only 90 feet away now. Brock Dew's the batter. Base hit will score a run. Cale Rammel on deck. That one's high. One ball, no strikes to Brock Dew's. Two outs now. Runner at third base. Hits one hard. That's third baseman gets past him, the shortstop, and they do not have time to get Brock at first. Brock's at first with an RBI. RBI single, and Landon scores. It's now 2-0 Indians. With Brock on first base, Cale Rammel now the cleanup hitter at the plate. Big right-handed batter, Manning. That one's called strike, and Brock bluffed for second. Catcher was going to throw. He goes back. No balls, one strike to Cale. He's going now. That's a swing and a miss. Ball coming down there, and they got him plenty of time. Nice throw by the catcher. So that will be out number three, but the Indians score on a single by Brock Deuce with an RBI. That puts the score now at 2 for the Indians, still 0 for Mississinewa Valley, going to the bottom of inning number 5.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to Mississinewa Valley High School, where the Indians now lead 2-0 over the Blackhawks. I want to remind you, tomorrow, Indians will be playing at Crestview. That'll be Saturday. Noon start, one game. And we do hope to have our live broadcast back on the air. We have Chuck back at the studio right now working on getting that on the air. So we're hoping that that's going to be available for tomorrow. But if not, we'll do like we're doing today and just record the game and put it in our archives. So first pitch to Trent Trowbridge, bottom of the order for the Blackhawks. First pitch is a strike. Second pitch, ball a little low, 1-1. Left-handed batter Trowbridge. He steps back in. Wyatt with the pitch. Nice pitch down the middle. Wyatt is now ahead in the count. One ball, two strikes. Wyatt's been doing extremely well since the first inning when he struggled a little bit trying to find the strike zone, just struggling in the chilly weather. That one's late swing and a miss. So that's out number three. Or excuse me, strike number three, out number one. Sorry about that. And we go back to the top of the order, and it'll be Dylan Werkamp, followed by Chasten Daniels. First pitch, I believe, outside. Ball, no strikes. Wyatt Benn looks in, gets his pitch. That one's a strike. 1-1, I think, is what the count is. Yep, the official umpire confirms that. Again, the scoreboard isn't working here, so that's high. Two balls and a strike now. Dylan Werkamp at the plate for the Blackhawks with one out. That's a strike. 2-2. Chasten Daniels on deck for the Blackhawks. One out. 2-2 the count. That one's down in the dirt. Full count now. Wyatt gets the ball, comes back to the mound. He'll look in, get his sign. Swing and a miss. That's out number three. Strike number three, excuse me. Still just two outs now. So two strikeouts for Wyatt, and that'll bring Chasten Daniels to the plate. That one's a little low. Was holding back on it. Was thinking about swinging at that one, but backs off. So Daniels, the sophomore, steps back in. Ball and no strikes. Fouled straight back to the screen, hit one of the poles, and the batter caught the ball in the batter's box. So a ball and a strike. Two outs, nobody on. Ben shakes one off, nods, comes to the plate. That was a little out inside. So I believe it's 2-1 right now. The pitcher, Xavier Manning, on deck for the Blackhawks. Ben comes to the plate again. Three balls and a strike. That one was outside. Three balls, one strike. Two men out. That one's in the dirt. And that was a strikeout, but got away from the catcher. So Daniels goes to first. And the pitcher, Xavier Manning, will come in batting left-handed. Same as he throws. Two out, runner at first now for the Blackhawks here in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitcher, or the runner just took off for second base, and nobody was there. So Daniels is down at second. So Ben looks in again, going to Manning. Hits him. So that puts him on first and second. And looks like the coach is going to come out and talk to the pitcher and the infield, one to kind of settle things down and Wyatt has had a little bit of control trouble the last couple of batters here, but nothing too terrible. But with that runner just taking off from first base and Wyatt thinking that he wasn't allowed to do that and there wasn't anybody covering second base to throw him out, I think he's trying to get everybody settled down in the infield. This is what we need to do. Don't get excited. Just get in there and let's get this guy and finish it off. So first two, Wyatt struck out the first two batters here in the bottom of the fifth and then struck out Daniels, but with the ball getting away from the catcher, he moved. So there's another steal. The guy at second takes off for third base. He was gone before Wyatt threw the pitch. So that was very easy. Manning stays at first. So if Shives at the plate, Wyatt looks in. That's a swing and a miss. And Manning heads for second, knowing that they're probably not going to throw because Daniels would come flying in. He's pretty quick, and he showed that he's a pretty daring base runner, so wisely just hung on to the ball. Shives, again, swing and a miss, and that's out number three. So he got out of it after having a little bit of problem with a dropped third strike. Putting one batter on and hitting the next batter. Got back to the control, and that's out number three. So we've played five, going to the top of the sixth. Indians still lead 2-0.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
We're back here at Mississinewa Valley, going to the top of the sixth inning, and the Indians lead 2-0, and Cale Rammel will be the first batter. He was in the batter's box when Brock Deuce got caught trying to steal second. So Cale, then Bo Tin, Wyatt Benn, and Kendrick Wendell, if we get that far. Indians batting here in the top half of inning number six. First pitch, taken strike. No balls and a strike to Cale. Sun popped back out for a little bit here. Looks like we'll have a few seconds of sun, which is nice. Swing and a miss for Cale. Manning still pitching very, very well here in the sixth inning for the Blackhawks. Cale's back in. No balls, two strikes. That one hits the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Cale step back in. 1-2. Manning toes the rubber. Looks in. Has the sign. Coming to the plate. That one's high and outside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Cale. First batter here for the Indians in the sixth inning. Swing and a miss. Out number one. And that'll bring Bo Tin to the plate. Bo Tin the batter. Wyatt Benn on deck. One out, bases empty. Bo looks at the first one, low. One ball, no strikes. Indians looking to add on to their two-run lead here. They lead 2-0 here in the top of the sixth. That one's called strike, 1-1. Bo's ready. Manning is ready. Lefty comes to the plate. That one's high and outside. Two balls, one strike for our second batter of the inning. Kale with a strikeout leading it off, and Bo Tin at the plate now. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Manning still pitching very well here in the sixth inning, as Wyatt Benn is for the Indians. That one is high and outside. I believe that's a full count. Yep. Umpire confirms. Again, the scoreboard not working here, so we're trying to call it right. Foul out of play. So Bo Tin with a foul out of play. He'll step back in with a full count. Manning looks in, comes to the plate, right down the pike. That's out number two. Two strikeouts here in the inning for Manning. That'll bring Indians pitcher Wyatt Benn to the plate. Kendrick Wendell on deck. Two outs, nobody on. First one, a ball. One ball, no strikes to Wyatt Benn. That one's high. First two Indians struck out. And Wyatt Benn, the pitcher, hits one very high, shallow right field. That's caught for out number three. So we played 5.5, going to the bottom of the sixth. Score remains Indians 2, Blackhawks 0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is hosting a presentation with pharmacist Sue Holman. She'll be presenting compound formulations for all ages on Thursday, April 21st at 6 p.m. She will present on hormone replacement, acne, hyperallergenic options, baby butt rash cream, and much more in the Kalp Pharmacy boardroom. Registration is required, so reserve your seat by calling 419-375-2092 or call your local Kalp Pharmacy. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
We go to the bottom of the sixth, and the Indians have switched pitchers. It is now Brock Dews. And for the Blackhawks here in the home half of the sixth, it'll be Kaiser, Trowbridge, and Daniels. So it'll be Seth Kaiser and Caleb Trowbridge and Pierce Daniels for the Blackhawks. Again, Indians scored in the first inning and in the fifth inning and lead 2-0. And Wyatt Benn pitched very, very well. Actually, his last inning, he struck out three batters, but in between there, he struck out a guy who the ball got away from the catcher, and he got on base and then hit Manning, the Blackhawks pitcher. So they had first and second. They both moved up second and third, and then Wyatt got out of the inning. But we're going to go to Brock Deuce, probably on a pitch count thing, but maybe starting to lose a little bit of control or tightening up. First pitch, little inside to the left-handed battering Kaiser. It's Seth Kaiser, freshman. And Brock Deuce with his second pitch. That one's right down the middle. One ball, one strike. Brock definitely not getting the ball out of control. He's right around the plate. That's very high. Shallow, right in the halfway between third and home. Caught for one out. That'll bring Caleb Trowbridge to the plate. Followed by Pierce Daniels. One out, nobody on. Brock Deuce pitching now. He looks in, has the sign. That one's a little low. One ball, no strikes. Brock looks in, has the sign again. That one's hit. Little blooper. Nice running catch on a dying ball there. And Alex Deuce came in about three steps on the grass as that ball probably never got more than 15 feet high and was kind of inside out swing and two outs now. Nice play by Alex to get to that. So that's two outs now. And Pierce Daniels comes to the plate. First pitch, ball for the Blackhawks. The next batter is a substitute. Levi Staver is coming in to replace Leland Kaufman. So second pitch is a strike. 1-1 now if I caught all the pitches. I believe it's 1-1 as a count. Two outs, bases empty. Brock Deuce again. Hit ball. Another nice play by Alex Deuce. Comes up firing. In time. Bang, bang play. It looked like I cannot see first base from where I am, but the Mississinawa fans were yelling safe, and the umpire says out. So Alex Deuce with a couple of very nice plays this inning, and we finished six. Going to the seventh inning. Indians lead 2-0.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Kendrick Wendell steps in to start it off for the Indians here in the top of the seventh inning. Indians lead 2-0 over the Blackhawks. And Xavier Manning still pitching for the Blackhawks. He's been pitching very well. The first pitch, though, comes in and hits in front of the plate. No balls, or one ball, no strikes. Kendrick Wendell, the batter. Marcus Garkey on deck. Riggs Toby in the hole. That one's pop up right toward our dugout. Out of play. And he'll go back to the batter's box. I believe the count's 1-1. He's struck out twice so far today, but he's getting ready to get a good old hit here. I feel it. Another foul ball back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. Kendrick steps back in. Again, Xavier Manning pitching for the Blackhawks. Pitched the whole game, and he's still throwing very well. That one was kind of a curveball, went up and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Manning looks in, gets his sign, pitch. That one's high. Three balls, two strikes. Gets the count full now. Might be losing his mojo a little bit, but still pretty strong pitcher here. So see what he has here on the full count pitch. Hard shot. Shortstop comes up with it. Over in time. So one up, one down for the Indians. I'll bring Marcus Garkey to the plate, catcher. Batting right-handed. Swings the first pitch. Hard shot to the third baseman. He'll throw it over. One hop. In time. Two up, two down for the Indians here in the top half of inning number seven. And that will bring Riggs Toby to the plate. Two outs. Bases empty. Top of the order, Landon Post on deck. Looking to get Riggs on. He walked and struck out so far today. Riggs looking to get on. Fouled out of play. I've lost track of the count, so I can't tell you what it is. No balls, two strikes, says the umpire. Thank you very much. He probably didn't know I needed that, but I appreciate it. So Riggs, no balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss. That's out number three. So the Indians go down 1-2-3 in the last two innings. But we lead 2-0. And go to the home half of inning number seven with the Blackhawks needing 2 to tie, 3 to win.
Miracle Lanes has two great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or 6 pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or 6 pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Hop on over to historic Fort Recovery for the Fort Recovery Merchants Easter Egg Hunt on Saturday, April 9th. The Easter Egg Hunt will start at 10 a.m. for ages 0 to 4, and the fire department will have a candy drop for ages 5 and up. The Easter Bunny will also be at Vantry's Park for pictures. Everyone is welcome, so join us on Saturday, April 9th, starting at 10 a.m. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For the Blackhawks, bottom of the seventh, do or die time. They have substitute Levi Staver, freshman, first batter, followed by Trent Trowbridge, then the top of the order, Dylan Wordkamp. Brock Deuce pitching here in the top of the bottom of the seventh for the Indians. First pitch, swing and a miss. We're at the 8 and 9 hole leading off for the Blackhawks. He has... I was going to say he'd struck out the first two times, but he's subbing in now. So this is Levi Staver. And that's watched strike three. So that's another strikeout for Brock. And that'll bring Trent Trowbridge to the plate. Looks like the first one left-handed batter. Looks like the first one's a ball. One out. Base is empty. Brock throwing well. Nice pitch. 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out. Trowbridge at the plate. Top of the order, Dylan Wordkamp on deck. Swing and a miss. He struck out twice. One ball, two strikes to Trowbridge. He's a sophomore. Brock's pitch. Swing and a miss. Again, that's out number two. Two strikeouts here in the inning for Brock. And that brings the top of the order, Dylan Werkamp. It is, they're down to their final out. Indians lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. That one's a little low, first pitch. One ball, no strikes to Dylan Werkamp. Cheston Daniels on deck, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. So Werkamp batting with two outs. Daniels on deck. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Brock Deuce can finish the game here with this pitch. Leadoff man for the Blackhawks. That one's way outside off the catcher's glove back to the very short backstop. I believe it's two balls, two strikes, as confirmed by our umpire. Dylan Werkamp at the plate, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Last ditch, swing and a miss. So Brock Deuce comes in and strikes out the side. That's out number three. Final score, Indians win 2-0, and we'll be back with some stats in just a minute.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Mississinewa Valley High School, where the Indians come away with a 2-0 victory. Hard fought over the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. And for the Blackhawks, Xavier Manning, senior, pitched all seven innings, did very, very well, had eight strikeouts. I believe he had one or maybe two walks. I believe I have him for two walks and eight strikeouts. It's very unofficial, but close. So Indians win 2-0. Wyatt Benn started for the Indians, had a little control problem in the first inning, but came out of that extremely well. So he ended up the game. He pitched five innings and had seven strikeouts, two walks, and a hit batsman. Then he was relieved by Brock Dews in the sixth, and Brock had three strikeouts, all in the seventh inning, bottom of the seventh, to end the game. So he faced six batters, went 1-2-3 in the sixth inning and struck out the side in the seventh. So again, a very good outing for our Indians on a chilly day. Fortunately, not real breezy, so it wasn't cold, but it was cold. So our Xavier Manning pitched very well the entire game for the Blackhawks, and Wyatt Benn went five innings, and he pitched very well, again, with seven strikeouts, two walks, and a hit batsman. And then Brock Dews came in and struck out three. So the Indians had 10 strikeouts today. And Indian pitchers did. So it's just been a pretty good start to our season. Lost 3-0 to the Salina Bulldogs on Monday, but the Bulldogs have been hitting the ball very, very well since then. I believe they played Tuesday and Thursday, and I believe each game they had 6 to 10 hits, and I think we allowed them 2 or 3 hits on Monday. So we held them down pretty well. That was Jackson Irvin that pitched on Monday and did extremely well. I don't remember the numbers on him, but he looked really good. And Jack Irvin and Wyatt Benn pitched very well. And then Brock Dews came in with 2 innings of relief and did really well. It seems to me that right now, early in the season, 2 games in, our pitching has been pretty good. So that's a good sign. Our hitting, we had trouble hitting on Monday against Salina. Part of that was their pitchers. Some of it was, just the first game of the season. But we hit the ball pretty well, made lots of contact today, had some pretty good swings. So it's looking pretty good. Indians will play tomorrow at Crestview, noon start, and that'll be a single game. Then next week on Monday, we have Lehman Catholic at home. Then on Thursday, we have Delphi St. John's at home in our first league game. And then on Friday, we have Houston at home. And then Saturday, we play at Ansonia, and that's 11 a.m. start for a single game. So, again, from Mississinewa Valley, we appreciate you listening and want to thank all of our people who hung in there with us, even though we weren't able to broadcast because of our computer problems, but recording here, and thanks for bearing with us and listening to the game in the archives. So for Bob and Dave, who I think will be there at Crestview tomorrow, we thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.